4414.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome. You are now on the Robert Scott Bell Show Time Machine. Yeah, traveling back in time, live remote broadcast at the Holistic Health, Fitness, and Green Living Expo and Retreat, where Mount Dora's Lakeside Inn. I feel like I'm in that movie, Somewhere in Time. You know, with Christopher Reeve and was Jane Seymour. I had Jane Seymour on this program a number of years ago. What an absolutely sweetheart woman she is. But yeah, we've gone back in time, 123-year-old hotel here, and I feel kind of out of place in my time machine because I've got all this high-tech equipment linking through from, you know, these wood floors and these old chandeliers and things. But again, going back to a time when health and healing was much simpler, when, in fact, herbs were normally used, of course. If you followed modern medicine 100 years ago, they were using mercury. But then again, they still use mercury, so not a lot has changed in the history, of allopathic medicine. They still believe in intoxicating you, burning, now radiating, whatever they can do. But here we talk about detoxification, restoring integrity to health and healing, and empowering you to heal yourself the way it's designed to do. Or if you choose to seek help, imagine that. I believe in your freedom to choose the healing path that you believe is right for you, even if it flies in the face of convention, even if it's in opposition to what the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, the Fear and Death Administration believe you should have. They don't want you to have anything that'll get you actually where you need to go, which will bring you back to health and healing. Anyway, so the Lakeside Inn, you'll check it out. Maybe we'll talk to Jim, the owner of this place. But if you ever need a time to get away from it all and go back in time, Mount Dora, it's kind of the high point in the spine of Florida up north of Orlando. Absolutely gorgeous, the lakes surrounding it. Very nice, and the people have been very friendly. Really, seemingly a holistically oriented community, all the people that I've met here. I highly recommend it. Check it out. And I've got all the links, by the way, online at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Achieving your dreams. That's one of the subjects we're going to be talking with a world champion, karate champion in a little while, Lincoln Wallace, Canadian champion and world champion. And quite a lot that he overcame in his life. Met him here just yesterday. Asked him to join us on board. I've got a link to his book as well if you'd like to read about an inspiring story of how to overcome a lot of obstacles. We're going to do that as well. But first, Sanvax gals are at it. They sent me an alert on the issue of the HPV vaccine, cervical cancer vaccine, they call it. Now the propaganda is coming back at, who was it, Michelle Bachmann in the debates. Remember, they're attacking Rick Perry. How dare Rick Perry mandate this so-called sexually transmitted disease vaccine, human papillomavirus, for children by executive order. Now, he's catching a lot of flack for that, and rightly so. But here we sit also on the precipice, those of my listeners in California, realizing that isn't the governor there, Jerry Brown, it's on his desk, but the Democrats in California have foisted a bill upon the people of California that would mandate the HPV shot, that would actually mandate the HPV without parental notification or consent. You literally, your kid can go in to see the doc can go, hey, while your parents aren't looking, you want one of these? And, you know, the peer pressure from a doctor, how is the little girl going to say no? And if that little girl is harmed, gets neurological, paralysis or even dies, the parents are not going to know anything about what happened. This is horrific, horrendous for those of you who think this is Democrat bashing or Republican bashing. Yes, you're right. It's both, because both parties and people of both parties have become co-opted by pharmaceutical interests that are not your own, other than, you know, the good doctor, Ron Paul, who stands in defense of individual liberty and families to say no to the shot. And you know, the issue is to opt in, not opt out. And then you had in the last debate, did you catch that? I covered some of this
on Friday on my Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. If you don't catch my Monday through Friday show, you're missing a lot. Rick Perry said, what is it about opt out that I don't get what parents don't understand? Come on, Rick Perry. You know that the strong arm of government loves to pretend and basically with these mandates that you cannot opt out. And if you do, it's going to be so difficult. You're going to have to sign this paper. We're going to have to send it to this guy. You're going to have to see this attorney, this lawyer, this. And, of course, all of that basically is a de facto form of you can't opt out. And Rick Perry is absolutely losing it. I think he's going to be forced to drop out of this race in the coming weeks. And, of course, with the latest Florida straw poll, Mitt Romney placed, I think, a distant second. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me. But Herman Cain won the latest straw poll, straight-talking Cain. But once they realize he's a Fed chairman, former Fed chairman of the Kansas City branch of the Federal Reserve, that might drop as well. But he's got a lot of followers in Florida and Georgia thanks to his exposure due to the Neil Bortz show out of Atlanta. He does often co-host. He guests on Bortz's show. So he's got a decent following. Seems like a nice enough man, but I just don't buy into anybody who served on the board of the Federal Reserve in any capacity that would want to actually audit it or defund it. Or let's say, I should say defund it. They write the funds. They make the funds. But basically to unravel it so that there is freedom. Not only to heal, which is what this show is about, but freedom to operate among the economic cabin of America or on the global scale. But anyway, this report of cervical cancer vaccine, now, of course, the counter press is going to happen because Michelle Bachmann did a no-no by actually covering it and acknowledging what one of the parents that approached her after a couple of debates ago had said, that her daughter had become mentally retarded after the shot for the human papillomavirus, the Gardasil. And she had the audacity to bring it up. Good for Michelle Bachmann for bringing it up. And this is something now they're having to struggle with, because the argument for HPV always happens in a vacuum that is controlled by the old media. That you don't question this. Of course you know the human papillomavirus is dangerous. And of course you know it's going to cause every girl to get cervical cancer. Well, contrary to what they are claiming, in fact, there is no evidence that the human papillomavirus actually causes cervical cancer. And there is no evidence, in fact, that the human papillomavirus shot, as is known as Gardasil or Cervarix, actually prevents those cancers. In fact, we know the evidence shows that there's an increase in diseased or damaged or precancerous lesions or tissues in the female system around the cervix after having these shots administered. But yet you get a stooge or tool for Big Pharma operating out of the St. Joseph News Press, Jennifer Gordon here. And I didn't link this up. I'll have to add this link to the Robert Scott Bell show notes. It talks about this and how the Centers for Disease Control is beyond reproach. And here's a quote from Dr. Cynthia Brownfield, a family practice physician with Heartland Adult and Pediatric Care. She says, "I think the comments from Michelle Bachmann were very damaging. They were based on no medical facts that anyone can produce." And you see how they go back to medical facts. The facts change, by the way. But never can you acknowledge what a parent witnesses, what a parent watches. A child that is healthy and vital and alive, and within 24, 48, 72 hours of a shot, suddenly their child is diseased, sick, ill, beyond belief. You might call it, in this case of the parent saying, mentally retarded or autistic. But that's not a medical fact. That's just hearsay. That's just an observation. That doesn't count. Tell that to the mom and dad that has lost their child, that it's not a medical fact. And this is what you're dealing with now. The people that want to control what you believe and perceive, and those that are really being harmed by the lies being perpetrated by big government, by big pharma, by big media. And now they're saying here, Gardasil has also been included in the Vaccines for Children program, which provides free vaccines for 18 and under. So you don't even have to shell out $360 for it. We'll give it to your kid for free. And you got Elaine Greer, now a nurse practitioner from Women's Health at St. Joseph's. She also views the Gardasil vaccines as important, particularly because she's witnessed the results of cervical cancer. See, this is a red herring. Nobody's arguing that there's not cervical cancer. But the fact is, she's just leaping by the fact that there is no evidence to provide this defense of the shot in preventing the cervical cancer. It's simply that, like Rick Perry said, well, I was lobbied by a 31-year-old who was devastated by cervical cancer. Never mind that lobbying effort took place after the fact that he put the mandate into place via executive order. These are the politicians that you want to vote for. not, of course, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But she claims here, Ms. Bachman's comments don't help a vaccine that parents have been reluctant to give their children in the past because it's essentially an STD vaccine. Well, yes, it doesn't help, but it helps those who are going to now be protected from the damaging effects of the shot by never getting it. But this Dr. Brownfield tells parents that one party's abstinence isn't enough of guarantee against HPV. So basically, it's a fear-based thing. Oh, well, you know, you could just walk down the street and acquire HPV. You better get that shot. Dr. Brownfield, of course, recommends that you talk to a physician or visit a reputable website such as the CDC's website or the FDA's website. And if you call that reputable, Dr. Brownfield, you are disreputable because those government agencies are completely rife with conflicts of interest from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. If you'd like to let Jennifer Gordon know what you think about this, she can be reached at jennifer.gordon@newspressnow.com. jennifer.gordon@newspressnow.com. I will add this story so you can link to it and give her a piece of your mind for this biased coverage and promotion of blind allegiance to the vaccine industrial complex. And what I'm doing here in Mount Dora at the Lakeside Inn, where I'd encourage you all to visit. Those of you in Orlando listening right now, you can dart up. It takes you a little bit less than an hour to get here. Come on up. There's a lot of lectures still happening, a lot of great people here you can meet. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Lincoln Wallace, a nice man, world champion karate guy. And he's overcome a lot of obstacles to be here, to become champion, and to communicate a message that you can overcome just about anything to achieve your dreams. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you'd like to be part of it, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. RobertScottBell.com. Rocking the health world. Back with champion Lincoln Wallace after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to step back in time like you're in that movie Somewhere in Time. This is the place to come. The people are nice, and you'll enjoy it. We're having a great time. Brought my family up. They're enjoying the pool and things while we're live on the air. I've brought my bodyguard to the show right now. World Karate Champion Lincoln Wallace out of Canada, originally out of Jamaica. We were chatting yesterday. I was getting hungry because you were reminding me of all the food I love from Jamaica. What do we got there?
Acan saltfish, yams, yellow yams. Yam and white yam.
And the ackee and the breadfruit.
Breadfruit.
And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. The avocados.
Jerk chicken avocados.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to get this microphone. It's going to be covered in saliva. Don't mean to gross anybody out. But anyway, you had, and I have your book here. It's called Reflections of Challenges and Triumphs. And I'm halfway through it from yesterday. It's an easy read. But, of course, you've overcome a lot. I mean, I'm talking about it, you know, literally abandonment to some degree within the family setting.
Totally.
Severe dyslexia. Mm-hmm. Learning. You know, of course, the way they treat you and when they didn't know what dyslexia was.
Yeah.
Moving from, you know, their family to family within Jamaica, then going to Canada, to Toronto. Now you're here in the United States to overcome a lot, to become a martial arts champion of the world.
Yeah.
My goodness, your message is very inspiring. We had you in here speaking a little bit before me today as well. You know, what's your thoughts as far as, you know, seeing the challenges that we're all facing today, either, you know, nutritionally, emotionally, all the things, because to achieve the high level of success overcoming what you've come, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's all about choices. You know, I think it's all about choices that people make and what you want out of life and what you make of your life. And see in the future of what you want to become. And what inspired me was Bruce Lee.
Mm.
I used to watch a program called Kung Fu.
Yes, Kung Fu.
And I love that program.
That was the Carradine, David Carradine.
David Carradine, yeah. And I love the fact that the master, how the master would speak to the student.
Right.
And when I saw that, I wanted to become that. When I grew up, when I took martial arts, I wanted to be that master to speak to the student, give the philosophy of the martial arts, teach the philosophy and the discipline and all that mm-hmm. that comes with it. So that's what I wanted to inspire. That's what I wanted to inspire to become when I grew up.
Right,
to
right.
be that master, grandmaster.
But it must have been almost, you know, not realistic to think of it, right? Because, you know, look at all the abuse that you
it
were
It wasn't
given.
Realistic at all, no. Yeah. It was not realistic. Like I said, I grew up, I left Jamaica when I was 10 years old, went to Toronto, Canada in 1969. I never lived with my mother, never, or my father.
Yeah.
I never knew my father.
Wow.
I never knew my father until I was about 13 years old. My mom asked me one day, would you like to see your father? I said, well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah.
and he said, he's in England. I said, well, yeah. So I would go to England and I saw him for the first time. I mean, he was a stranger to me because I've never met him, never knew anything about him.
Right,
my father
right.
used to say Mr. Wallace. And which was, you know, him, but
yeah.
I've never seen him, never even knew what he looked like, what he did for a living, or even his name.
Yeah. Well, to grow up without, you know, one parent, much less to have an abusive parent on the other side and being shuttled to families, as again, it's written in your book, Reflections right. of Challenges and Triumphs. You could have easily fallen into drugs and crime and
absolutely.
All of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think my best years was when I was in Jamaica living with this family. That you know, they were my mom's friends. I lived with them for about 4 years, and that was the best time. I think that's in my book as well. Mm. That was one of the best time in my life.
Yes.
And then I went to Canada, Toronto, Canada, to live with my mom. And my mother, I never really, you know, never like my mother. I never read.
Based on what I'm reading about in the book, she wasn't that nice to you.
No, she wasn't that nice to me. I thought she was more nice to the other boys, and she was not nice to me because she had grade 6 education probably, and she didn't know what dyslexia was or whatever. I didn't know what it was.
A lot of the professionals didn't even know at the time.
Yeah, I didn't know until recently that I had dyslexia, to be honest with you, and was undiagnosed. And that's when I realized that's what I had, because I thought, well, you know, why can't I learn? Why can't I read? I remember I had this friend of mine. He was my best friend, and I thought he was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up to him and said, oh, wow, this guy's really smart. Why am I not smart?
Mm-hmm.
And, not realizing that, you know, he doesn't have dyslexia. I have dyslexia.
Right, right. Just the simple act of being able to read was something
to read.
That was a challenge.
Exactly. It was a major challenge. And then the other thing that, and I kept everything inside of me. I would look in the mirror and I would see like a phantom. It's in my book as well. I would see like a phantom staring back at me because I was hiding stuff inside of me.
Hmm.
I would hide stuff. I was ashamed. Hiding stuff. I was ashamed to other people to know what I was or what I'm hiding or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would look in the mirror and I'd see a phantom. I remember when I would look in the mirror, I'd be alone and I would run out of the house because I'm like, whoa, there's something. It's not me.
Right.
I mean, who
right.
is that person?
Yeah, yeah.
And I swear to God, it was in my book. And I would run out of the room because I was alone.
Yes.
And I was afraid of what. I mean, is this a dark phantom like a I don't know, like a some sort of demon.
Yeah, well, you know, they talk about it in terms of different forms of psychology. They talk about if we go into Freud stuff, the id, the ego, the superego, but you know, we talk about the dark passenger for those that are fans of Dexter on Showtime.
Right.
But, you know, there's a darkness that can carry it with us. And, of course, you could have chosen, with what I've read in your story, to go down a dark path.
Oh, yeah. Well, we lived in bad neighborhoods because my mother, they were poor. She was a cook. We always lived in, bad neighborhoods where they have people with drug dealers, pimps, prostitute, whatever. And I could have, I remember one time, it's in my book as well. I was walking home one night and, I got attacked by about 20 guys.
Yes.
And, of course I had to run. I mean, I could have lost my life.
Yeah, of course. And this was even before you were world champion.
Oh, yeah, this is way before.
I
was in my teens. Yeah. I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I was about 16 years old.
Yeah.
And, I think I was about green belt at the time. But, yeah, we lived in poor neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods, and I could have, a lot of my friends are either dead in jail or doing drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I never, once I started martial arts, I didn't hang out with those people anymore. So they thought, all those guys, they thought I was a snob because I never hung out with them anymore.
Sure.
I started hanging out with the karate, I made friends with karate
Sure, within
people.
The karate school
within
and
the
everything.
Karate, yeah. So I never really, and I'm glad I did that. Because it really sent me to a different path.
Well, you know, it's energy, as you know, in martial arts. If you hang out with a specific type of energy, it can uplift you or it can degrade you.
Right.
You know, the energies of those on the street, the thugs, the drugs, and all of those things could take you in a completely different direction.
Yeah, and I see. I used to get I used to get bullied. I see people like a week ago, a kid committed suicide because he was bullied. And I used to get bullied as well. I used to get bullied by my mother and kids in school because when I came from Jamaica, I had a Jamaican accent, and they would call me Jungle Bunny, go back to Africa. I didn't even know where Africa was.
Right, right.
Like, I'm from Jamaica. What are you talking about?
Unreal.
So I would have to fight every day in school.
Well, stand by. We're going to come right back with Lincoln Wallace. He's protecting me here amidst all the nice, healthy people, actually. I don't need the protection. But we're doing a story. It's inspiring. We're going to carry on with this, how it evolved and how he became world champion. And I've got the links up as well at robertscottbell.com. Also, we'll be talking about prostate health later with Chris Barr. It's an end of National Prostate Cancer Awareness. So stay with us. Lots more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Ken Wallace again, this segment here, a special live remote broadcast from the Lakeside Inn. Where are we? We're in Mount Dora, Florida.
Florida.
I get so cold up here, it's like Mount Everest. we're like 280 feet above sea level. It's like, if you're used to living by the ocean, it's like, whoa, man, this is like a whole different altitude sickness thing going on here. No, we're doing great, having a good time.
It does get cold here, too, though.
Yeah, relatively speaking, in the winter, you'll actually get
January,
a chill.
January.
Yeah, not like Kingston in Jamaica,
not,
right?
No. It doesn't get cold.
They can tell everybody it's Irie.
Everything is Irie.
Irie Mon. I love it. Yeah. Like I said, it's in my blood as well, and hopefully we'll get to go down to Jamaica again soon and eat all of that. Maybe I could do a live remote broadcast from there. I am, yeah, actually, that's a good thought. You're bringing up some good ideas here, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Now, Lincoln, you know, from your struggle childhood from Jamaica to Toronto, you find your dad. You never really knew him. He was in England. At what point, you had a turning point, you're into the martial arts here. At what point do you realize, oh, my gosh, I could be not only a Canadian champion, but I might could be a world champion at this, despite all of the obstacles that you've had?
Well, when I won the Nationals, which is 1984, that's when I realized that, wow, I'm pretty good. And when I was on the national team, and I was basically one of the best fighters on the team. And I remember at one point, they had to use me to break a tie from the team. What happened is if you have a tie,
yes,
right, they take one of the best players from each team,
right,
to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose me.
Okay.
And that's when I thought that, wow, I'm good.
And you won that bout.
Yes.
And so your team won that.
Right. So that's when I realized that I was good, and eventually I could probably be a world champion. And I had to fight the defending Japanese champion to be this International Karate Association world champion.
Hmm. And in that context, you know, coming from where you came to that, I mean, there was obviously a point in time where you realized it is only about me, but now I am an example for others. I can help others in this way.
That's when the scary moment.
yeah, that's what, oh no.
That's when I got scared. I'm like, whoa, my God, I think I need to inspire other people, and I have to be, eventually I'm going to be a sensei, and I need to be able to address, you know, myself and to teach and speak and, you know, live up to, you know, high expectations. And
yes.
So that's when it got scary, and that everything became surreal.
Well, yeah, from your humble roots, now you realize all of these people you looked up to in that realm, in the martial arts, and you become one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's quite a realization from your journey from childhood and all of that to this point.
I never dreamed that I would be Canadian, let alone world champion. You know, I never did my wildest dream.
Yeah.
Never, you know. I never thought I would.
Well, and that's the thing about dreams. I talk about, you know, fulfilling, following your dreams. I had a dream as a child to one day grow up to be a doctor. But when I realized how much I was abused by the medical profession, the allopathic pharmaceutical doctoring, I said my dreams were dashed.
Right.
I thought, okay, well, I just had to put it aside and say, that's not what I want to be. That's not the kind of healing I want. I wanted to help people, not hurt them like they had hurt me. And then I found homeopathic medicine. But a lot of times these dreams are fulfilled in different ways than we could have ever imagined. And that, you know, your story is inspiring in that you were driven to it. And despite all the things that said, there's no way.
This poor kid
from Jamaica, abused,
no
abandoned, whatever, could come up and do that.
And I was I had nobody to inspire me. Like, no, I had no upbringing, really.
Yeah.
I was basically raising myself.
Yeah, no role models within
Nothing.
Your
no,
sphere.
No,
literally.
No.
Which is funny.
Only
like
fiction.
Yeah, fiction, like the Bruce Lee creation.
Fiction, that's about it. But no physical role model.
Mm-hmm.
None. Zero.
But think about that in terms of people out there that have none of that either.
Yeah.
Is it possible that they can, you know, lift themselves up in that way?
I think so, because on one hand, I mean, several times I thought about committing suicide. But on one hand, I'm thinking... I think you're here to do great things.
Yes.
I think you're here to do great things, and you will be great one day.
Yes.
Back in my mind, I thought about that as well.
You're proving it,
so
though.
That's why I did not commit suicide.
Reflections of Challenges and Triumphs by Lincoln Wallace is the book. I have it here. I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. We're coming right back after this break with more powerful healing from Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. Stay with us.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency? Fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla. Yes, the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio here. I've got my bodyguard, though. He's Lincoln Wallace, world champion karate guy, and from Canada, from Jamaica originally, and talking a few more minutes with him. I enjoy his energy. He's really great. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, okay, I could, like, step on you and you're done. And, he's got a sweet energy about him, too, despite all of the toughness that you've been through in your life. It's amazing how it could either make you mean and angry and ugly of people, or it can make, you know, humble you, open your heart, and want you to, you know, help other people. And your book, Reflections of Challenges and Triumphs, I mean, like you said, a lot of people have gone through hardships. Not everybody has stepped up out of it. You even mentioned, you know, overcoming tendencies or thoughts of suicides. Mm-hmm. And realizing, you know, not everybody has the dream to be a martial artist, but could it not be applied anywhere in life?
It could apply anywhere. It doesn't have to be martial arts. It could be anything. It could be a lawyer, a doctor, teacher, accountant, anything that you're inspired to be, mm-hmm. athlete, any sort of athlete, you know. Anything, but live your dreams, and if you're inspired to become something, do it and live up to it and believe it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can do it.
Well, you're an inspiration to that. You know, as I look at the people who have suffered the most, often become the most inspiring people to help and teach others. And not everybody survives it and comes out of it. We recognize what is it that is different for one and not another. It's not like you had a lot of role models in your life. You had basically none, and you found a way, that strength from within. And
only Bruce.
Yeah, well, right. Only Bruce Lee. And, you know, my son's a black belt in Taekwondo, and he's inspired to do it. I didn't have to push him into it, which was really wonderful to watch his development, and it really gives him a sense of confidence, and as he developed, he's still a young kid. He's got a lot of maturing to do.
Right.
But it's been a great addition in regards to going through these things. Now, if you had been on ADHD drugs, see, a lot of times dyslexia, nowadays, they'll say, oh, you have attention deficit. It doesn't matter. Let's give you some Ritalin. Right? Well, it turns out, listen to this, if you had been given these Ritalin drugs, you'd have never grown big like you are. ADHD drugs are now delaying puberty. They find they're delaying puberty. And this is a crime against humanity, these things. They're given this methylphenidate, which is PMP. You ever heard growing up on the street they use something called PCP?
Yes.
Right? Angel dust.
Right.
It's a chemical cousin. It's very similar to PCP. It's called PMP, and they label it as an officially approved FDA drug.
Wow.
Ritalin. And they give this to kids. And it hyperstimulates their brains, and of course then it slows them down. But now they're, you know, it's indicating that it may be delaying puberty in children. Of course, they mostly give it to boys. So is this more of the feminization of boys so that they can't grow up to be you know, what I call the warrior dads, the dads that are willing to protect their family,
right,
to protect their children from assault. And I don't mean like bullies, you know, because you, Lincoln, you grew up with bullies. Now the bullies are in government. The bullies are in pharma and big medicine, mm-hmm, as they're coming at our children with needles and drugs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, as parents, become warrior moms, warrior dads in protecting these kids.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, like you said, in traditional standpoint of bullying. We see this out in the world as adults in professional ways.
Mm-hmm.
Professional bullies with doctorates.
Right.
I mean, would you have ever thought that thugs could be, you know, have a doctorate?
No. No.
I mean, it's a whole different way of looking at it.
Yeah. That's totally true, yeah.
And in addition now, they're using this Ritalin to wake people up after surgery. They're finding, how do we wake this guy up? Give him some Ritalin. What does that tell you about hyperstimulation of the brain and the nervous system? Could we not do that through fitness, through the martial arts, through discipline, to have that kind of ability to move through energy?
Yeah.
I mean, was it Bruce Lee that talked about moving like water?
Flowing like water, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that I like, and I am encouraging people that want to, you know, go into fitness. How do you, though, find... Because if you look at the film, like Karate Kid,
mm-hmm,
like there's always the bad sensei,
mm-hmm,
right? I mean, are there people that
yes,
play out their anger and then the kids could end up in that way too?
Yes, there is bad senseis. That is very, very true. There is good senseis and there's bad senseis, unfortunately. But it's probably 5%, 5 or 10% of that bad senseis. But the majority of the senses or schools are usually pretty good. Like, I would say 80% pretty good.
How would a parent that is trying to assess a good place for their children to go into the martial arts determine a good sensei from a bad sensei? Is it totally obvious, or can there be subtleties that you might not pick up on at first?
I think it's pretty obvious. I think, you know, you're as an adult, you're even though you don't know anything about the martial arts, you could see if your child has been taught properly,
mm-hmm,
or someone who's aggressive or not what's the word I'm looking for? Some sense, the bad senses, they want the kids to be aggressive and, mm-hmm, be a bully.
Well, I mean,
those are the bullies.
But it's not like you want your kids to be coddled either. I mean, you know, it's like there's a balance there, because my kids are in martial arts and it's not like they let them get away with stuff. But so.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you want a balance.
So the balance. That's what we're after. You want to learn about the balance of Lincoln Wallace? It's in his book Reflections of Challenges and Triumphs. If you're in the Mount Dora area north of Orlando, he's going to be setting up some more programs for fitness and weight loss and other things. Great guy. Glad you're on board with me.
Thank you
for joining me.
Thank you very much.
We got lots more healing here to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back after this.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Be on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Although sometimes you'd say, hey, Robert, you're going too fast. Too fast. Back them down, Grandma, as they say in the South sometimes. Listen, the speed at which I have to cover, of course, used to be much more intense because, remember, I've been doing this show for, gosh, since 1999. I've been on the radio once a week, just pretty much since 1999. And in that time frame, I said, one day I've got to do this more. You know, there's just too much to cover and not enough time to cover it. And then the launch happened in 2011. What an auspicious year we are in. In February 2nd, Groundhog Day. What an auspicious day to begin. We were scheduled to do February 1st. No, it had to be Groundhog Day that I stuck my head up out of the burrow and launched the Robert Scott Bell Show, also through Natural News. NaturalNews.com, Mike Adams, good friend, the Health Ranger, and he started Natural News Radio. And that allowed for 6 days a week to get information out that you wouldn't hear pretty much anywhere else in the media in this way, broadcast radio. And so this, I just feel so grateful and fortunate to meet people like Lincoln, who we just heard from, who have overcome a lot of odds and obstacles. I've overcome my share of them in terms of ailments and illnesses, to do some things that are impacting, people's lives for the good. Sometimes, though, healing is as simple as retreating, you know? It's not all about battle. Always fight, fight, fight. Sometimes we got to go back in, take a deep breath, relax, and that's what we're doing this weekend here at the Health Expo in Mount Dora, Florida. And the person that's helping me to do this, in fact, is the new owner of the Lakeside Inn, and I have the links up at robertscottbell.com right here in Mount Dora, Florida. Jim Gunderson joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jim, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm grateful to have you on board here, and in fact, that you would allow me to come in and explore and really experience the hotel. I have likened it to being in the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour, if you remember that film. I literally going back 100 years in just the beauty of even the wood that we're on, seeing it and feeling some history here of old Florida.
Sure. Thank you. It's a beautiful place. The inn is 129 years old. It's the oldest continuously operated hotel in the state of Florida, and we purchased it about 9 months ago and need a little bit of work, so we're kind of working our way through a lot of restoration and renovation and things of that sort, and pretty excited about the future. It's a beautiful spot, beautiful property, a lot of history, and it happens to be nestled in just this great little community of Mount Dora.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We watched the sunset over the lake last night. They have a beautiful dock and a pool down there. My kids have been enjoying tremendously. And, you know, and as I say, talk about healing. This is a retreat, and people are coming here, and they're going back in time like 100 years, it feels. And sometimes it's a matter of just unplugging from city life, and you're not that far from Orlando. I'm really drawn to it. And this weekend, a community has come together, a lot of holistic healing, a lot of nutritional companies and things like this. Is it common to host events like this here?
Yes, I mean, Matador is an interesting place in that respect, because it's a small community. It's very sort of an outdoorsy community. The lake, a lot of sporting goes on in the lake area, fishing and boating and things of that sort. But everybody walks here, which is a great thing. We've got just fabulous hills and sidewalks. It's just
my wife and son went on a ghost walk last night.
Yeah, sure.
They love that stuff, and it's like there's a lot of like interesting old buildings here. It's like he said when Sherman marched through the South, he burned a lot of it. I don't think he burned down Mount Dora, because there's a lot of old stuff here.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great. It's really a neat little community, and the inn sits right sort of in the center of it all. The inn was actually sort of here, almost before the town was, certainly before the railroad was, and so it's there's a very rich part of Florida history, tourism history, in this area that I think a lot of people don't realize. And I've been in Florida a long, long time, from the Naples area, and I didn't realize as much until having moved here, having purchased the inn, and learning all that went on here before, as I say, this inn was celebrating its 45th anniversary by the time places like the Breakers and the Don Cesar and some of the great traditional thought of as and truly historic hotels were even breaking ground.
Yeah.
So it's just a great little area here in Central Florida, and it's the chain of lakes, as they're called, and it's a wonderful area.
Well, I tell you, you've taken on a wonderful project of revitalizing some history that shouldn't be lost. And I would encourage all the listeners, if you ever need a break, come on down from wherever you're listening, all over planet Earth, to a really neat spot in Florida that I had not visited before. And there is a nice little health food store, the Health Basket. I got some organic smoothies yesterday, so you can have access to good quality food when you're in the Mount Dora area and the chain of lakes, as you said. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. The website direct is www.lakeside-inn.com. Those of you who'd like to call and ask questions about it, 800-556-5016, 800-556-5016. And I hope, Jim, we can come back and do this again, because I said it's a great energy here, really stepping back to a simpler time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope you do come back.
All right, absolutely. Well, again, lots of great stuff to do here. Healing happens on all levels on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including and especially nutritionally. I want to remind you, next hour we're going to have Chris Barr. We're going to be talking about prostate health, National Prostate Awareness Health. Well, it turns out that PSA test may not be worth all that much that they say it is, and if it's worth something, we'll tell you exactly what it needs, and it relates to a humble trace element, trace mineral. And remember, on the issue of diabetes, I talked to a number of people here that weren't aware of the simplicity with which you can reverse type 2 diabetes by introducing the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium in a food-grown state. And so those of you who have not begun taking 100 micrograms 3 times a day, remember, simply that, even if you're hypoglycemic, lacking in energy, it's not about hyperstimulating your adrenals. Simply, let's bring the ability of your body to utilize the energy that may already be there. And you take those GTF chromium 100 micrograms 3 times a day. Where do you get it? Call my dear friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 800-424-1077. I'm sorry, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Jim Gunderson, once again, thank you for hosting me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
Well, we got lots more healing to do next up on next hour. Remember the number here, 800-259-5791. Till we come back from this commercial break and news, I just remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.